KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, connecting generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Since 1991, the foundation has provided more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships, helping students pursue education and training that strengthen our communities. Every scholarship tells a story and is an opportunity created by donors who care about the future. Join us and consider how your gift today or planned gift for tomorrow can make a lasting difference. The Homer Foundation, celebrating 35 years of generosity, scholarships, and community.
Today is Friday, February 6th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District's first charter high school program will welcome students this fall. That's after school board members signed off Monday on adding 9th and 10th grades to Kenai's Aurora Borealis Charter School. As KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports, approval was after passionate advocacy from the school community.
Monday's approval came less than 3 months after the board killed a similar request from Aurora Borealis. Last year, the school proposed a plan to add 9th through 12th grades over a period of several years. But that plan required displacing another school from the building, which the board was reluctant to do. By adding 2 grades instead of 4, Aurora Borealis principal Cody McKenna says they can use existing classrooms and avoid displacing other students. The revised application does not address plans to add 11th or 12th grades.
We're not asking for anything that's not already in our current charter for facility. We still follow that out, so we'll just be currently using the same space that we're using right now with no changes at this point.
During a work session earlier in the day, South Peninsula Representative Ashley Waddell identified a variety of technical errors that made the amendment inconsistent or non-compliant with state law. She unsuccessfully proposed sending the application back to the board's charter school committee for review. But those errors were corrected before the board's regular meeting later that evening. That's according to Assistant Superintendent Carrie Denderant, who oversees district charter schools.
With Mr. Holland's support, district leadership does support moving this action item forward.
Approval of Aurora Borealis Charter School's expansion is the latest step forward for charter schools in the district. School board members recently signed off on a new charter school in the Russian Old Believer community of Nikolaevsk, and a charter school run by the Kenaitse Indian tribe opened its doors last fall. Charter schools are public schools, but they operate slightly differently. They're governed by a committee of parents and teachers who, among other things, pick the school's curriculum and have hiring power over the school's principal. Aurora Borealis Charter offers what it calls a classical education model, with instruction in Latin and logic, as well as traditional academics. On Monday, Aurora Borealis parents, students, and employees asked the board to let the school add high school grades. Sixth grader William Elam says he wants to continue going to school with his friends.
Many of my current friends live in different high school zones, which means we would be split up. Some going to Sohi, some going to Kenai, and others Nikiski High. If we were able to have our own high school, the relationships we formed as 5- and 6-year-olds can continue up and through our teen years.
Richard Durkovorkian is an Aurora Borealis Charter School parent and former Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly member. He says there's a relationship between the district's difficult financial situation and student out-migration that could be helped by adding a charter high school program.
If KCDSB does not offer a charter high school option, my children will join the students who left. I don't want that outcome, and I don't think this board should either. Approving Aurora's high school charter amendment is not a threat to the district. It is an opportunity to retain students, stabilize enrollment, and keep families invested in the KPVSD.
Bill Severson teaches fourth grade at Aurora Borealis, which he's worked at since the school opened in the late 90s. He's the only school employee who has been there for that long.
For our students, we believe that carrying our program through high school will give them the greatest benefit toward their future. If we are granted a high school by you, the board, we believe we can continue working with our students effectively, thereby continuing mentorship and helping them reach their lifetime dreams and goals.
Board members ultimately voted 7-2 in favor of letting Aurora Borealis add 9th and 10th grades. The vote was met with cheers and applause from the audience.
Vote of 7 yes, 2 no, the motion passes.
After the vote, school board president Jason Tarjainen was one of multiple board members who said advocacy for Aurora Borealis. should not come with the disparagement of other district schools. Some who testified expressed concerns about the education environments at other district schools.
I think you're a great school. I really respect what you do. But I do want people to remember those kind of things when they talk about our other schools and what happens there, that there's other challenges that take place there. And we have some amazing, hardworking teachers that are in those buildings working through those challenges every day.
School Board Vice President Tim Doherty agreed and criticized the tenor of public comments leading up to the vote.
I, too, am kind of taken aback about the last half hour. I don't know exactly what happened there, but I spent over 30 years in a middle school, and my primary role was preventing bullying. I kind of felt there might have been some of that going on, and that was a discouragement for me because there was no way that wasn't going to pass.
With the board's approval in hand, Aurora Borealis plans to enroll its first 9th and 10th graders later this year. For the upcoming year, enrollment preference will be given to prior Aurora Borealis students. The first day of the 2026-2027 school year is August 19th. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Applications for vendors, sponsors, and musicians for this year's Concert on the Lawn are now available on our website, kbbi.org. Also, KBBI is now accepting submissions for art for this year's members' mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. A look at the tides for the Seldovia District. The last high tide was at 4:37 a.m. That was a 20.1 foot high for Kachemak Bay. The next low tide will be at 10:37 a.m. That will be a 0.3 foot low for Kachemak Bay. And for the Seward District, the last high tide was at 3:24 a.m. at 10.9 feet. That's for Resurrection Bay. The next low tide will be at 9:26 a.m. That is a 1.2-foot low for Resurrection Bay. Sunrise in Homer this morning will be at 9:05 a.m. with a sunset at 5:36 p.m. That's a total of 8 hours, 31 minutes of daylight, and a gain of 5 minutes, 3 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 9:02 a.m. Seward sunrise will be at 8:58 a.m., with a sunset at 5:25 p.m. and a total of 8 hours, 26 minutes of daylight, a gain of 5 minutes, 10 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 8:56 a.m. Listening, and good morning.